This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Back in 1995, a company that few of us had ever heard of released the first animated movie made entirely on a computer. It was a little film called Toy Story and a little company called Pixar. Rings a bell now, doesn't it? In the nearly 20 years since, Pixar has had what you might fairly call an enviable record of success. And one of the people responsible for that, he would probably say only in some small part, is the president of Pixar, Ed Catmull. Ed's written a new book that is a little bit the history of the company and a little bit catching lightning in a bottle, how they do what they do. It's called Creativity, Inc. Ed, it's great to have you on.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be here.
The story probably to start with you and Pixar and Steve Jobs and all of that, is Toy Story. That's the movie, right?
Yes, that was the first one where we actually pulled it off.
Did you think it was making a movie, or were you seeing what cool stuff you could do with a computer, if that makes any sense?
Oh, to be very clear, our intent was to make a good movie. We had other people who would like to have made a movie who were competing with us at the time, really, and most of them were focusing on the technology. And I had learned long ago that it's not about the technology. We use the technology, we develop it, we love it. It's about the story. And if we ever get those two inverted, we would get screwed up. And I think it's the thing that helped us make Toy Story, which was the first movie made on a computer, to be as good as it was. We didn't get that backwards.
It was not, though, this process of making Toy Story a resounding success. It was not without some really big setbacks, one of which was, and it comes out in the book pretty clearly, you were going to make Woody a mean guy. Woody, the hero of this thing, was going to be mean.
Right.
How do you do that to Woody?
He was mean. Well, we were discovering. And at the time, we were trying to figure out how to have a better process. But he was mean. The thing that we learned, though, is that every one of our films, when we start off, they suck.
Says the guy who's made I don't even know how many awesome movies.
What we've learned is that they all suck to begin with. But our job is to take it from something that sucks to something that doesn't suck. That is the hard part.
You've been so successful at Pixar, so successful, and congratulations and all of that stuff. Have you been too successful? There's a great line in here about somebody saying, we ought to make a lousy movie just to lower the bar, just to reset the market, you know?
Yes. Well, the fact is we have made some lousy movies.
All right. Well, I wasn't going to say it, but Cars 2 and Monsters Universe?
No.
No? All right. Maybe
no,
that's
no,
just
what I mean
me.
Is, no, what I mean is like we, is we've had a lot of movies that have failed internally.
Yeah, but they never see the light of day, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And it happens a lot. Almost half of our movies have gone through complete restarts.
Give me an example of a movie where you guys rebooted. You started over. Pick one.
Okay. So with Ratatouille, we had this rat. The whole thing is an unlikely idea. He wants to be a chef. And he's working with this chef who used to be one of the best in France, and he'd gone downhill. So the movie was stuck because it was going back and forth between the rat and the chef. Whose story is it? And so when he did the reboot, we killed the chef. So the chef is now dead.
He does. He does die in the movie, right? He dies in the beginning.
Yeah. So it answers the question, whose story is it?
Okay, which is great, but it's so tough to kill these characters you love. It's like editing a story around here, and you got this great piece of tape, and the editor says, you got to lose the tape. And you're like, no, I can't lose the tape. That's a great piece of tape. How do you kill the stuff you love?
Well, here's the trick, is in everything we do, there are things that we love. And sometimes the things that we love get us stuck. And it's only if we let go of some of those things that we free the movie up to become greater.
There's a corporate story question that I have to ask you, and that's the sale of Pixar to Disney back, what, 5-6 years ago now?
For eight.
8 years ago?
Years
wow.
Ago.
All right. 8 years ago for $7.5 billion. That shook things up big time in the movie industry and in animation. First of all, why did Steve Jobs, do you think, who owned Pixar at the time, why did he decide to do it?
Well, there are a couple of big reasons. One of them is, as we developed, we needed to have other kinds of resources in terms of marketing and so forth, because our deal with Disney was coming to an end. So we were going to change as a company. The other one was that Steve knew that he had cancer, but he didn't know what the long-term outcome would be. Now, he lived for several years past that, and he fought it. But he knew at that time there was risk. So Steve was trying to set up Apple for long-term success, his family, and for Pixar. And so that was part of his motivation.
I have to tell you, so we had Bob Iger on the program, the chairman and CEO of Disney. We had him on about 5-6 years ago, and I asked him about the distribution deal that ABC had had with iTunes. And I said, how did that come about? And he said, Steve Jobs called, and we set it up. And I was like, that's it? He said, yeah, that was it. We had a phone call. It was the most amazing thing.
All right.
Because you remember how big a deal that was, yes. Right? So ABC content going on iTunes.
That was a critical deal for me personally. Yeah. So Steve met with Bob, and they hit it off like really well. I mean, they formed a really good bond with each other. At this point, nobody in television wanted any of their good programs to be released on iTunes. This concept of digital distribution was brand new, and people were afraid. So Bob and Steve agreed that they would run an experiment with Lost and with their other biggest show.
Well, it was Desperate Housewives.
But the point was, is they agreed, and the deal was struck, I think, within 10 days.
Yeah.
And that particular event is what convinced me Bob Iger is the right guy to go with.
There will be a whole array of Pixar groupies out there who will be annoyed with me if I don't ask you about the Pixar theory of life. Are you familiar with the Pixar theory of life? That all Pixar movies exist in one universe, and you can draw a straight line basically from Tangled all the way through Monsters Universe and all the rest of them.
Yes, I am familiar with that.
And true or not true?
Everything's interconnected.
There you go.
All right. That's the way life is.
Ed Catmull. His book is called Creativity, Inc. You know him from Pixar. You know him from Disney. You know him from a bunch of things. Ed, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you very much.